This week, we're going to talk about a time I demonstrated courage and bravery. I said that in quotation marks because you can't see it. I just looked up at rep prompts on a website, and this is one of them. Welcome to Jean Lipton, where you'll never know what to expect. You're here with me, Jean, in case you didn't know that. So, courage and bravery. Well, that's going to be easy to talk about. I demonstrate courage and bravery all the time. Not? Well, now that I think about it, there was a time I went to a scare zone at Cedar Point. In the scare zone, they have people dressed up in scary costumes that are supposed to scare people, as in scare zone implies in the name. Just so you know, I don't do haunted houses or watch horror movies, like, at all. I was freaking scared out of my mind. And most of the time, I respond to fear with anger. I was yelling at these people. I didn't really know what to say, so every time someone came up, I would almost scream at them. Excuse me, sir/ma'am, can you tell me where the pizza is? Exclamation point. After a while, I started coming up to them, and the more they scared me, the more I yelled at them. I was also carrying a lawn chair at the time because we were there for a concert. I had my lawn chair in a position to club any of them in the neck if they came too close. Sometimes, when we stopped to talk about what we were going to do next, they'd come up behind us and get really close. This guy that was dressed up as some zombie pirate came right up next to my face. Oh man, I screamed in his face. Please, I just want to know where the pizza is. He goes to me, in there, in a pirate accent, while he points to the haunted house behind him. I, of course, was in no mood to take jokes from a pirate zombie. I screamed at him, thanks for lying to me. I hope you go to heaven. Here I was, screaming for pizza at all these poor haunted house people just trying to do their job. When we got near the pizza, I had to start screaming something else. It was pretty funny after a while. Some of the people got scared of me. I was getting crazy. When we got out of the scare zone, I collapsed on my folding chair. I don't think my heartbeat had ever gone so fast for so long. It also resulted in my friends thinking I'm a little crazy, but they already knew that. I guess, though, yelling at people isn't as bad as what I did the year before. I was with my mom that time. We came up to the entrance of the scare zone. We didn't even go in. And this guy in a hockey mask comes right up at me. I tried to back away from him and his creepiness, but he just kept on following me. I was so scared to the point that I started beating him with my shoes. For those of you who are confused, I'll give you a little bit of context. It had been raining all day, and I was wearing tennis shoes. So I switched from the soggy tennis shoes to my flip-flops. And so I was holding the tennis shoes in my hand. And since I was so scared out of my mind, I took the nearest weapon, my shoes, to beat this man. Some of you might be feeling worried for this guy, but the thing is, he wasn't feeling any pain. He had some kind of hockey armor on. I was about to start beating him harder when my mom pulled me away, forcibly pulled me away. She then apologized to the man, who seemed unfazed by my beating of shoes at him. A little bit later, we were getting Dippin' Dots, because we felt we deserved it after all the stress of not going into the scare zone. I said to my mom, if he had kept on coming at me, I would have kicked him and I don't like to say this, in the balls. My mom got a real kick out of this. No pun intended. Well, I guess that's all I have to say about bravery and courage. I hope you guys enjoyed these stories as much as all the people with me seem to. That's all for now. Bye!